Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Q104. Good morning. I'm kind of mad at myself for not playing the Powerball last night.
Oh, that was last night?
Did you see what the jackpot was up to?
No.
$1.1 billion last night.
Did somebody hit it?
Nobody knows yet. I'm looking, and the Powerball people have not announced if there was a winner. So hopefully nobody won, and then...
It could just keep on growing.
Yeah, when does it... I think Wednesday, or... I don't know when the next one would be, but...
Well, if you're feeling lucky, this could be a good week.
I only play the lottery if it's over $1 billion.
Because the odds are, you know, definitely in your favor.
It's Q104. Good morning. You've got Q104. Thank you so much for coming back this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. That felt like a long 3-day weekend, didn't it?
It did. It felt nice.
It's not often that it feels like that. Sometimes those 3-day weekends fly by. I thought this past weekend, I thought it took its time.
I thought it did, too. Very needed. A nice long weekend, nice little reset.
And we'll have stories from the weekend throughout the morning. I went to a wedding on Sunday.
Oh, fun.
And I'll talk a little bit about that later on this morning. Good vibes are coming up. We'll have the group chat a little bit later on this morning at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back this morning. My son, Will, he's 14. He's already up. I woke him up this morning at 5 a.m.
What?
He's got basketball this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Like, he has practice this early?
It's not practice. It's just shooting.
Okay.
So they have access to the gym to go in and just shoot.
Now, how often will he be doing this?
I have no idea. Maybe like 2 times a week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm still kind of figuring a lot of this stuff out because he's a freshman and there really isn't any detail provided. It's just like 6 a.m. shooting. That's all it says. It's like, well, okay, then what? Like, how long does it go on? Are they supposed to shower at the school and then go
right.
to class? Are they supposed to come home? Like, there's no detail. It's just...
I'm like, we'll figure that out when they get here, but...
Yeah, so I sent him out there, and I'm like, well, figure it out, and then...
good luck, son.
Let me know what happens. Luckily, he's within walking distance of the school, so whatever happens, he's going to be okay, but...
Oh, he'll be fine. But high school's starting, and all of a sudden, he's got shooting before school. That's new. That wasn't a middle school thing.
Yeah, I think it's just different at this level, and I've tried to tell him. Like, this is not travel basketball anymore. This is not what it was like in middle school. I said, there are people at the high school level that, I mean, the coaches, it's their job to win.
Right.
This is what they do.
Right. You know, there's kids here trying to get scouted.
Yeah. These are not volunteer dads as your coach anymore. These are people who have been doing this for a long time and, And this is their job. This is what they get paid to do. So, yeah, it's pretty serious at the high school level.
Buck up, man.
Right?
Buck up. It's basketball time.
Thanks for being here this morning. It's not just basketball time. It's football time. Browns play this Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, you turn the page.
I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited.
You turn the calendar, and it's all happening. Labor Day weekend's over. Here we go. Let's get into it. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Benson Boone, you've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you back after Labor Day weekend. Did you get out of the house at all this past weekend, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I got to bop around a little bit. Got out, not a lot, but I think on Sunday I was out and about. Friday night I was out and about. What about you?
Okay. You're just going to be very vague. You're not going to tell me what you were going to do, what you were doing?
Well, Friday night we went to the Tate McRae concert.
Oh, that's right.
Actually.
I totally forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we did that on Friday night and went to Jolene's on East 4th after, which I've been wanting to go to. So very fun. Then on Sunday, I went to Lakewood, got lunch with my mom, did some thrifting at Flower Child. It was fun.
The weather the past couple, or actually coming up, the weather coming up, so it's going to get warm again. I don't know, you might have heard Jeff say this in the forecast a few minutes ago. Upper 70s for the next couple of days, but then it's going to get cool, another cold front coming in.
I saw that thing that you posted on our Instagram yesterday about me wishing for colder weather.
Oh, what?
And how you're just trying to hang on to summer as much as you can. And I'm like, no, I'm ready for fall. Like, I read it and still was like, I stand by my previous statements that I wish that it was colder.
Hold on. Yeah, let me read that. So, you're right. I did post this last night. And as soon as I read this meme, I thought of you. It said, don't let the nerds take the last days of summer from us. That would be you.
That would be me.
You'd be
I'm
one
the
of
nerd.
Those nerds. They want it to end so they can tweet from inside the home about drinking soup and wearing scarves.
Yep, that's exactly what I want to do. That and playing Stardew Valley on my Nintendo Switch.
This is an annual battle we've historically lost because there are more of them, but enough is enough.
You're going to lose it again this year. I hate to burst your bubble, but...
Probably. I don't know if you've noticed, the midges are back.
You know, I have not seen them so much, but I did see one of your Instagram stories over the weekend about those, too. And I was like, oh, he must be getting hit with those closer to the lake.
Absolutely. It's definitely closer to the lake. I haven't noticed them around my house as much. And sometimes I do, I guess, when they're really bad. But what was it, Saturday night, I think that Myrtle and I were on a walk and we went up to Rocky River Park near the lake and oh my God, I've never seen anything like it. It was like a midge apocalypse.
Ooh.
They were everywhere.
Was it the kind of thing where like you can't even open your mouth?
Well, that yes.
Where it's like you're afraid like one's going to fly in.
To give the midges some credit, I think that they try to avoid you as much as they possibly can. But then there's so many of them. Yeah, they're going to hit you in the face.
Oh, God.
And so, yeah, you have to keep your lips slight. You have to keep them sealed.
Between the midges and the mosquitoes and sometimes cicadas and the lantern flies. What's going on? We got a lot of bugs right now.
We do. This is this would be a popular place for, what do you call the person that studies bugs? Entomologists?
Well, yeah.
Entomins.
Something like that. I think Entomins are like the little pastry, the little donuts that you can buy at the store.
I think you're right about that.
Close, though. Very close. I knew what you were getting at.
It's Q104. Good morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Sabrina Carpenter, her new album, Man's Best Friend, dropped on Friday. Over the weekend, she promoted it on CBS Mornings with Gayle King.
Yeah, I saw some clips. I'll leave it there. I saw some clips.
Okay. What do you mean you saw some clips?
Wait. I saw some funny little clips going around the internet.
Oh.
Of that interview.
Well, I wish you would share these funny clips with me. I mean, I have some clips. I don't know if they're funny, though. I don't know if you're thinking what I was thinking. I was thinking, why is Sabrina Carpenter on CBS Mornings?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like where the funny started, because it seems a little out of place, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know the demographics of that show, but CBS Mornings on Sunday mornings, like, I don't think that's Sabrina's audience, but then again, I mean...
I mean, she did specifically say that this album is not for pearl clutchers, so...
And so she sits down on a show where I would think a majority of the audience is pearl clutchers.
I would think so, but who's to say?
But they asked her about her upcoming collaboration with Taylor Swift, what everybody is talking about, which drops on October 3rd. And technically, that's on Taylor's album. So Sabrina's on CBS Mornings wanting to promote her album, and they keep asking her about Taylor's album coming out in October. This is what Sabrina had to say.
Lips are sealed.
I have to let her give it all away. It's her baby, and I'm just so thrilled and honored. I mean, I've been looking up to her since I was... I remember the first time I heard a song by her. I was 8 years old on the school bus, and
really?
I was just like, my life was changed.
Sabrina was asked about, because she's someone who, similar to Taylor, she writes her music. She writes songs about her personal life, her relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's written about ex-boyfriends before.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked, well, are they put off by them, your exes? Do people not want to date you because you could potentially write a song about them someday?
Most of the time, they've been pretty flattered when they get a song written about them, good or bad. I think they're just excited to get a shout out. I'm not scared of men in that sense. I'm scared of men sometimes, but I'm not scared of, in that sense, I'm not scared. I think I will attract exactly who I'm supposed to attract.
I like that.
Is she dating anyone these days that you're aware of?
That I know of.
She was dating that actor, Barry Keoghan.
Keoghan, or... I don't think anybody knows how to say his last name. That's coming to my attention.
I think it's Keoghan.
I've heard Keegan, Keoghan, and any variation in between. But I don't think she's dating anybody right now.
All right. There you go. Ed Sheeran, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Remember, it was a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about that guy in Cincinnati who was arrested because he was performing exams at home.
Oh, yeah, the wannabe doctor guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was advertising on social media that if you needed, he was advertising specifically to men, that if they needed it's an exam down there.
Yeah, a men's health exam.
He was willing to do it for you, and he was busted for that, and he was arrested because he really had no interest in helping out anyone. He was, you know, doing that for his own reasons.
Just being a weirdo.
And I said that I feel like this happens. It felt like when I lived in Florida, I would see this like every week. Like I would see something about somebody doing some sort of a medical exam or doing dentist work out of their own house.
That sounds like a Florida thing.
Like, I just remember reading about this guy. He was doing dental work out of his garage. Well, guess what's in the news this morning?
Oh, is there another one?
A Florida woman named Emily Martinez was arrested for performing unlicensed dental work. So this is what she was doing.
Where was she doing it out of?
Let's see. She was operating from her shop in Pinellas Park.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know what clarifies her shop. I don't know what her shop looks like. But she was promoting herself as a dental technician. She had no formal training, however.
That was just a title she gave herself.
That's how she was promoting herself. And she was advertising on social media. She claimed that she was a smile makeover expert.
Oh.
And that she had cheap prices for full mouth veneer treatments.
Oh, no. She was doing veneers?
Now, that's pretty expensive. Like, licensed clinics charge like $900 or $1,500 per tooth.
Yeah.
This Emily Martinez was saying, I can give you a complete smile.
Oh, no.
For just $2,500 for a full mouth of veneers.
For anybody that doesn't know, veneers, you have to, like, shave down your real teeth to get veneers. So this woman, I wonder how many mouths she just messed up.
I don't know. But her scam was discovered when two upset clients filed some complaints after suffering serious tooth damage.
Yeah.
Infections, and they were in pain. They eventually went to real dentists, and the dentist noticed that their veneers that they had in their mouth had been attached with crazy glue.
What? Crazy glue?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but crazy glue is a super glue that you're not supposed to use for dental work.
Yeah, that doesn't go in your mouth. I would have to assume that that is not something that goes in your mouth.
So the police went after Emily Martinez.
Really checking all the boxes here. Florida woman, unlicensed dental work.
Yeah.
Add the crazy glue into the mix. Man, that sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it's sad to me. It just sucks that there's a market for this.
I know.
That people, you know, there's someone who's just unhappy with their smile and they just want to get dental work done and they can't afford it. So they fall for these scams and they think that, well, this is a better way out. This is, you know, so much cheaper. And then you got Emily Martinez using crazy glue in her shop.
Yeah, don't go to Emily.
No.
No.
All right. Good vibes this morning. Let's turn the vibe around, get some good vibes going. How was your Labor Day weekend? Did something really good happen? Are you looking forward to something this week? Let us know. 216-474-0104. Good vibes at 655 on the way. Let's go to Pepper Pike. We don't go to Pepper Pike enough.
Yeah, let's go over there.
What's up with that? Bryn is in Pepper Pike. Good morning, Bryn.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Okay, so it's not going to sound like a good vibe at first, but I promise we'll get there.
Okay.
My husband is traveling for work, and normally, like, I hate when he leaves for work because I don't do well, like, on my own. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all my time? And so how I've started, like, combating that when he leaves me is I order all of my favorite foods. I just DoorDash everything I want, and I turn on just rom-coms one after another, and I just veg out on my couch the entire time. And it's like, is it the most productive use of my time? No. But does it make me feel good? And I'm like, there's no one around to be like, girl, maybe we should do some dishes, you know? Like, and so it feels really nice to eat the pizza that I like. Because, you know, when you're married, you have to, like, make compromises about, like, what place you like to eat, what pizza you're going to order. Like, oh, I don't like that topping. I get to order all the toppings only I want. And it feels real good.
On his credit card, right?
Of course.
Perfect.
Girl, of course.
That sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah, that does. That sounds like a dream come true.
I wish Paula would go on a work trip. It's kind of like you don't want to be single again, but
no, God, no.
You do enjoy the single life occasionally. It's like a little snapshot.
Like, it does sound nice.
Yeah, it does sound nice.
Sometimes.
I love that for you, Bryn.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your good vibe.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Cool.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Nice to have you with us. So my family attended a wedding on Sunday afternoon. It's been a long time since I've attended a wedding.
About how long would you ballpark it?
Oh my gosh. I don't know, 3 or 4 years?
Okay. All right, yeah, that's a minute.
Nobody I know is getting married these days, and this is still somebody that I didn't really know. It's more of a friend of Paula's, and her son got married this past weekend. But the entire family was invited. The drama leading up to the wedding ceremony was the ceremony started at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. And my oldest son, Will, had a fantasy football draft.
Oh.
Scheduled for 2:15.
Oh, wow. Does it run that long?
He was telling us that it would be over in time for the ceremony.
Uh-huh.
But then he kept saying, everybody is taking forever making their picks. And he's like, this is starting to take a really long time. And so we are literally sitting in our seats. And it's minutes before the bride is about to walk down the aisle. And he's sitting there and he's on his phone and he's still drafting. And his mom is like, will you tell him to put that phone away? And I'm like halfway defending him. I'm like, I mean, he really can. There's only two rounds left.
It's like you want to tell him to put it away, but at the same time, like, he does need to do this right now.
I said, Will, how many more rounds? And he's like, there's only one more round left. And I said, okay, so that's your kicker or your defense. You're done. All right, put the phone away.
Did he finish it up before the bride walked down the aisle?
Yes, he was finished before everything got started.
Well, see, there you go. It all worked out.
And so it was a beautiful ceremony and a lovely reception. Now, during the reception, I don't know if you've been to a wedding where they've done this. The DJ will ask all of the married couples to come up on the dance floor. And he'll start a song. And then you'll dance for a while. And then he will start kicking you off the dance floor by saying, okay, how many people have been married 5 years or less? Please go sit down. And so what you're trying to do is it's like a little game. You're trying to find out who's
been together the longest.
Right.
Okay.
And so, and it's weird. It's like, I get competitive about these things.
Well, that's a weird thing to be competitive about.
Yeah, there's really nothing I can do about it. You know, I've been married as long as I've been married. The competition is basically over, but you know, all right. So, who's ever been married 10 years or less, please sit down. And I'm like, we're still in this.
We still got this.
Yeah. If you've been married 15 years or less, please have a seat.
Oh, and I know you're feeling good at this point. You're on cloud nine.
And I'm talking to Paula. Paula and I celebrate our 18th wedding anniversary this week.
Uh-huh.
And I said, can we round up? I said, can we round up to 18? Can we say it's 18? It doesn't really matter because the next question or the next whatever it was, the DJ said, anybody been married 20 years or less, please sit down.
Oh, man. How many?
So we're out. I'm like, I'm out. I wanted to win this one.
How many couples were still standing? Like, I imagine there weren't that many of you.
Not that many. There were maybe 3 or 4. And so they get all the way to, if anybody has been married 70 years or less.
What?
There is a couple that was in attendance at the wedding that have been married 66 years.
Wow.
And the DJ announces this to the crowd and says, please, a round of applause for this couple. They've been together for 66 years. And my 14-year-old son, next year will be 6'7".
He did not. He did not. 6'7".
6'7".
Oh, no. He said it. He did it that loud.
We realize that this is the first wedding that Will and Drew have ever attended. possibly the last.
Oh, no.
So at the end of the night, we're saying goodbye to the bride and the groom. And this just made me laugh. Like, Drew goes up to the groom and they dab up and Drew says, congratulations. And then he's like, I hope that you're happy.
Drew said that?
Yeah.
What? Like, that sounds like a threat. What?
It did sound like a threat.
I hope that you're happy.
Like, it didn't come out the way that I'm sure he intended. Like, I'm sure, like, he was trying to think of something. I need to say something profound. I need to say something inspirational.
And instead it came off a little wrong.
I hope that you're happy.
The groom was probably like, I am, I think. I don't know. Now I'm not sure.
Now he's reconsidering everything.
He's rethinking everything that happened on his wedding day.
That 10-year-old kid.
Like, how did I offend this child?
That 10-year-old kid's got me thinking, like, maybe I'm not truly happy.
Watch, in like 20 years, you're going to be at some sort of function with this man. He's going to be like, what? What happened?
It was your son that made me rethink my entire life that day. Because I wasn't truly happy.
Meanwhile, the bride is like, this is why I didn't want any children here.
Exactly.
This is why.
It's exactly right. The group chat is coming up. We're going to talk to Nicole. Nicole has a specific question about a friend. A friend that she receives benefits from.
Oh, one of those friends.
Yes.
Okay.
The group chat is on the way. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're jumping into the group chat right now. This is like our little advice segment on the show. So you tell us what's going on, and then we collectively, as a group, will hopefully give you some really good advice.
Hopefully.
Nicole in Broadview Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you, Nicole?
So I have a guy in my life. I guess the best way that I can describe him is a friend with benefits. Hmm. But he's a friend that I've known for a really long time.
So he's like an actual friend.
He's a true friend.
Yes.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And he provides lots of friendly benefits.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Do we need to go into any more detail there?
No, I think we got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we dated other people from time to time. It's never really gotten serious with anyone else. We've just always been honest with each other about, you know, what we've been doing.
Okay. Sounds like a healthy friends with benefits relationship.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, you would think. But recently he got a girlfriend.
Mm.
And it's actually gotten pretty serious between the two of them.
How long have they been together?
Just a month and a half.
But it's gotten serious now. They've DTR'd, so they're now boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I figured, you know, whatever we had together was completely over. But then the other day he told me he wanted to keep seeing me too.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I objected because he has a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was kind of getting serious a month and a half. I don't know. But he told me that it shouldn't affect his relationship because it's, quote, just fun between us.
Ooh.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. All of it just kind of feels wrong to me, and I don't really know how I should handle it. Part of me feels like, well, maybe I should just cut him off. But then the other part of me feels guilty because, I mean, we've been really good friends for years and years, and I don't know. I'm just curious, I guess, what maybe other people think I should do.
Should Nicole cut this guy off completely, Alyssa?
My question for you here is, you guys have history. Do you see a world where you could just be friends? Like, truly just friends.
Yeah, but I guess I worry about the girlfriend, you know, ever finding out, like, hey, you guys had this relationship and it was just kind of under wraps. Like,
yeah,
it feels wrong to me.
But it also seems like this guy doesn't want to be just friends with Nicole. It seems like he wants to keep that benefits part going.
Yes, that too.
216-474-0104. What should Nicole do? Let's keep it going in the group chat next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's the group chat this morning. We're talking about Nicole, who's got a friend, a special friend.
A very special friend. Maybe even something a little more than a friend.
Friendship is special.
I don't like this song playing while we're talking about friends with benefits.
Well, I was just looking for a song with that had friend in it, and that's the first one that I saw.
It feels too innocent. It reminds me of Toy Story. No, we're talking about friends with benefits right now.
So this longtime friend of hers, of Nicole's, is now getting into a relationship, like a committed relationship. However, he still wants to be friends. I'm doing air quotes. He wants to be friends with Nicole, and she doesn't know how to feel about that. Elizabeth in Rocky River, good morning.
Good morning.
What advice do you have for Nicole in the group chat?
Okay, Nicole, you need to dump him. First of all, why would you want some guy that's going to cheat on you? And the second thing is that he might be a friend, but is that what you want? You want to screw up another relationship that he has with this other girl that you said is like, it means a lot to him, but you're not sure, and maybe you'll let him, what, use you? Stop it. Just let him go.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Elizabeth. So this guy would not be cheating on Nicole. He would be cheating on the girl that he's now committed with.
She would allow it, though.
Right.
Does she want that? Does she want to have a cheating guy? Because understand there's like other apps out there that you could just hook up with people. And I know he means something to her, but if she wants to be that friend, then understand that she shouldn't be asking about the other girl then, you know?
Thank you, Elizabeth, for listening to us and for calling in this morning.
Yeah, I think that's spot on, though, what she was saying.
Oh, this text advice, I would love.
I know. Right when I saw it, I was like, I know he wants to call them. But they literally texted in, and the first thing it says, I know you're going to want to call me, but I need to remain anonymous. But they said that they're in a similar situation with somebody that they were messing around with. Now they're married, and this person still wants to keep seeing them. Very, very similar situation. But yeah, I feel like it will just get sticky very fast.
Yeah, I would love to talk to that texter. Like, I get it. That's why I'm very grateful for the people that do call into this show, because it's very brave sometimes when they share aspects of their life that are embarrassing, and then you run the risk of, hey, did I hear you on the radio this morning talking about, you know, whatever it is they're talking about? So I get it.
If it helps at all, we will always cover for you, though. If somebody ever pulls, like, did I hear you? We'll cover for you. We'll say, no, that was not that person. Mm-mm.
We like to give fake names. We give fake names.
We do that sometimes.
But sometimes people's voices are just really recognizable.
Yeah, sometimes there's no escaping it.
I've had people suggest to me, like, I've heard shows that use voice synthesizers, and I just don't like it.
Oh, yeah, that would be weird.
It is weird. It's like you're listening to someone and it sounds like there's a hostage situation going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, group chat turns creepy.
Yes, hello, I'm dating this guy.
Yeah.
And I think he might be cheating on me. And it's like, it's very unnerving to listen to, so that's why we don't do it.
Changes the whole vibe.
Good luck, Nicole. Keep us posted. Let us know what you decide to do. But we hope you decide to just use friends in the strictest term of friends. That means that you
just friends.
Eliminate the benefits part. Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, there was a snafu over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this with the MLB ballpark app.
No.
And so fans who were trying to get into the Guardians game yesterday, they couldn't show that they had tickets. They couldn't get into the game.
Oh, no.
And I think some fans couldn't get in until like an hour after first pitch, and for some even longer. This wasn't just a Cleveland thing. This was all over the country that the MLB ballpark app went down.
Oh, it was just down, like across the board.
And so now there's a calling for, we should go back to the paper ticket stubs.
Oh, gosh. Who's saying that?
People who were shut out of getting into a ballpark yesterday because
you get shut out for 1 hour.
I mean, we're
1 hour, and all of a sudden people want paper tickets back.
We're so reliant on technology, and when it goes down, when it fails us, yeah, it has us feeling a certain way.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Paper tickets, I do enjoy having a memento and having those ticket stubs. I miss that. But I do not miss having to keep track of tickets, like after you get them in the mail, say a concert isn't happening for like a couple of months. Oh, that scares me.
You put them up on the fridge with a magnet.
You don't know me. Those will get lost in the shuffle.
It's a larger discussion. Like, I wasn't at the game yesterday, so this did not happen to me. Technology did not fail me. But at the same time, I've been advocating for months/years. Like, I don't like how we buy concert tickets these days. Like, to buy them online and have them go to your phone. I know it's really, really convenient, but I wish we'd go back to the days where we all have to stand in line to get them. And then it's not.
That's something that blows my mind. I can't even imagine standing in line to get a concert ticket.
So it's not necessarily who pays the most. It's who has the endurance and the stamina to get up super early and go stand in line somewhere to get tickets.
It really is like survival of the fittest.
I would love to go back to that.
Natural selection on display.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. A brand new week. And it's your chance to take on Alyssa. And let's give her a loss to kick off the week, because she didn't lose like one time last week. So let's
see. Feeling a little rusty, so today might be the day.
We need someone to play in about 10 minutes. Cindy in Elyria is here. She's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge to kick off this week. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
I have your five questions. Hopefully, after you answer them all, you'll still be excited.
I hope.
And then Alyssa's going to answer her questions. If you get more correct than her, you'll win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Cindy, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Question one. What fruit also contains 92% of water?
A banana?
Question two. It's a team of color-coded superheroes who fight evil using martial arts, teamwork, and giant robots called Zords.
These are really tough for a morning. Is it the Transformers?
Question three. What popular boy band group just finished playing at the Sphere in Las Vegas, but will return this Christmas?
Oh, I think that's the Backstreet Boys.
Question four. He won't eat them in a box, or with a fox, or on a train, or on a plane. What won't he eat?
Socks?
Final question. Name the automaker who makes and sells the most cars by volume in the world.
Wow, I'm going to have to go with GMC.
All right, Cindy, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Cindy, what are you doing this morning?
Oh my gosh, I am on my way to school, and I feel like I need to retract my questions because I'm a teacher, and that was so hard.
Well, I don't know how many of these questions you'll find in a textbook.
True. Especially in kindergarten.
This is a lot of general useless knowledge that we have here. Alyssa is back in the studio. Meet Cindy in Elyria.
Good morning, Cindy.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Perhaps a long hangover after the weekend. Cindy did not do great. But possibly these questions are just really difficult. So we'll see how Alyssa does compared to you. We'll tally this up at the end, all right?
All right.
Question one. What fruit also contains 92% of water?
Watermelon?
Watermelon is correct. Sorry, Cindy.
Okay, it makes sense.
I feel like that answer caused her some pain.
Oh, no.
Question two. It's a team of color-coded superheroes who fight evil using martial arts, teamwork, and giant robots called Zords.
The Power Rangers?
The Power Rangers is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Did Cindy miss that one, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's not give my all the misses away.
She did get this one correct. What popular boy band group just finished playing at the Sphere in Las Vegas but will return this Christmas?
The Backstreet Boys.
Question four. He won't eat them in a box or with a fox or on a train or on a plane. What won't he eat?
Green eggs and ham.
Also correct.
God, that should be my kindergarten knowledge.
I was going to guess it's maybe Cindy teaches older children and doesn't remember that book.
No, kindergarten.
Oh, no. You're a kindergarten teacher?
I am.
And you didn't know that one, Cindy?
To be fair, I celebrate Dr. Seuss in March.
Oh, so
a little early in the year.
It's not Dr. Seuss season for her right now.
Right.
God. That's so funny. All right. Question five. Name the automaker who makes and sells the most cars by volume in the world.
Toyota?
Toyota is absolutely correct.
Woo!
Oh my, wow,
Alyssa,
wow,
goes 5 for 5 today. Oh, Cindy.
Clean sweep.
You know, I had a long weekend at my campground, so don't blame me.
We'll just blame that. That's fine.
I completely understand. Cindy, you are a lot of fun. Try back another day. I guarantee you'll do better the second time around.
Can only go up from here.
I would certainly hope so. My name is Cindy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Q104.
Thank you for choosing us this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Costco is my favorite store. Although I haven't been to Costco in the longest time. Paula's been doing all of our shopping.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
recently.
You always go to Costco. What's up with that?
I don't know if she doesn't like the way that I was doing it, or, but she took it over.
Okay.
And so now she does all the shopping. We are executive members. I have no idea what that means.
That sounds so important.
I didn't even realize that they had tiers of their memberships at
Costco.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
So we're executive members. I don't know what benefits that gives us. But the standard membership is called the Gold Star membership. There is a difference in price. I think for the executive, you pay $130 per year. For the Gold Star, you pay $65 a year.
Okay.
Anyway, so now there is a benefit that has some Gold Star members upset. And so Costco started this in June. And yesterday, on Labor Day, started enforcing this rule. They are now opening up the store for executive members and executive members only at 9 a.m. So they can shop for an hour before they'll open it up to standard members.
Okay. I think that's nice.
Well, I saw on social media last night, they're like, Costco fans upset at this. And I'm reading this news story. Some customers are unhappy about the change. They say the company is favoring its high-paying members and alienating the rest.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point of business, isn't it?
That's what I thought. Like, I read this and I'm like, well, what is Costco doing?
Aren't they trying to make money? Like, isn't that the point of running a business is to make money?
Yeah, that's what I thought when I read it. I was like, okay, so isn't that everything in life?
Yeah, I don't think that that's out of line, opening up an hour early for people paying double, basically. You said the executive level is like $130?
Yes.
And the normal one is 65?
Yes.
It's literally double. They're paying double. Let them go an hour early.
But if I order a package on Amazon, I can't get it same day if I don't pay for that.
Yeah, that's so true.
I go to Cedar Point and there's people who are cutting in line in front of me because they pay for the what?
The Fast Pass.
The Fast Pass?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is Costco doing that's so different from
think that's a big deal. I'm surprised that people are upset about that at all. It's only an hour.
I go to the Guardians game. If I want to pay $40 a ticket, I'm guaranteed I'm sitting up high. I'm not sitting down on the third baseline.
But you can be there.
Yeah, and nobody has complained. So I guess that's just a big nothing.
Yeah, I guess not. If you're upset about it, let us know. 216-474-0104.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So, Alyssa was out to eat with her husband, Bryce, I'm assuming?
Yes, well, we almost went out to eat.
Oh.
Not quite there. That was kind of where the problem happened. We were downtown on Friday night, mm-hmm. and we used to live down here. There was a taco place that we used to really enjoy. So, we were leaving downtown, I don't know, we were heading back to the car maybe around like 9:30. We left the concert a little early. And we were going to stop and grab tacos at that place.
Okay.
Well, we looked, because I was like, they're definitely open. They closed at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So 9:30, I'm thinking, that's perfect. We have time to go get food. We were just going to get it to go and grab food and then head home. And Bryce pumped the brakes. He was like, no, we're not going to go. I was like, why? They're open. And he was like, but they close soon. I don't want to go in before they close. And I was like, what? But they're not closed. Like, they're open right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, right. But like, they close in like 30 minutes. I don't want to go. And this is not the first time that he has done this to me. That boy will not go to a restaurant if it is within like 1 hour of close.
Even if, like you said, even if it's for a to-go order.
Even for a to-go order. He doesn't want to be that guy. And like, to a degree, I understand, because I've worked those service industry jobs, and it does suck when people come in at the last minute, but I'm like, a whole hour? Like, you're going to make it so that we can't go somewhere an hour before they close.
I think you would have been okay if you got food to go, especially at a taco place.
That's what I was thinking.
I think the difference is if you go in 9:30 and 9:40 and you sit down and want service, and you're definitely going to be in the restaurant past close. past 10 o'clock. I think that's where it gets annoying for the service. I don't know. I've never worked in the service industry, so I don't know. That's just always been my interpretation of it.
Do you guys have like a rule of thumb like this, like you and Paula? Is there like a time frame that it's too close to go, even for to go?
I think I get nervous if it, like for, this happened yesterday, actually. We were looking for a place to have lunch, and we actually couldn't find a place. There were a lot of restaurants closed yesterday on Labor Day.
Oh, for the holiday, yeah.
So I ended up calling a diner that I really like that closed at 3.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And so this is like 1:45, and they said they were open, and I'm like, if we get there before 2, I think it's okay. After 2, like if we walked in at 2:30, I think that...
Then that's a problem.
I think that gets annoying is if you're closing up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so I guess that's my question is, what's your unspoken rule in your household? Like, will you pump the brakes an hour before a place closes? Will you go right up to the wire like 2 minutes before they close? What's your rule?
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104 90s. 2000s and now, the Q Morning Show. Abby in Lakewood, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So closing time at the restaurant, when is it really?
Okay, yeah, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, I don't know, I think it's so rude when people walk into a restaurant less than an hour before they close, and it's just like one of those things that I never do. I mean, just never. I don't know. My husband and I have actually gotten into arguments about this.
Okay, so you say less than an hour. So if I am to understand you correctly, if the restaurant closes at 10, any time after 9 is
a no-go.
Off limits.
Yeah, forget it. Like, back in college, I worked at Applebee's for like 3 years, and every Friday night, there'd be that one table that rolled in like half an hour before we closed, like no matter what. And then they would stroll in like they have all the time in the world. Like, they'd order appetizers, entrees, extra sauce, like dessert. Like, they just sit there like they own the place.
Oh, come on.
Making you work for it.
It's Friday night. You know, you've got high school football. You want to go out and celebrate a win.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the workers want to get out and celebrate, too.
Yeah. But they're ordering like extra sauces and dessert. That's.
Yeah. Not right before we close. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, get out of here with that.
Are you still in the service industry, Abby?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got out. Thank you so much for calling in and listening this morning.
I'm glad I got out too. Thanks.
It's Q104. Oh, so now I see there was no winner of the Powerball jackpot last night.
Oh, so it's still up for grabs.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier this morning, and I don't think it was announced, but now it's been announced. So no winner of the $1.1 billion jackpot. And the next drawing is tomorrow night. Now the jackpot is up to $1.30 billion.
That's a lot of money. That's more numbers than I even know how many are there.
I should get tickets. This is going to be my anniversary gift for Paula.
Could you imagine if you guys hit it?
I know. So... So our anniversary is Thursday morning. So I'll buy a card. I'll put the lottery ticket in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday morning, she will open up the card and either be really, really super excited because we just won $1.30 billion. Or she'll be incredibly disappointed, just like she's been for the last 18 years.
And you know what? That's a chance that you're willing to take. Why not?
I take that chance every day.
Why not keep it going?
Coming up very soon, the Crocker Park Wine Festival. That must be coming up soon because we have a chance to give to win tickets for that.
Yeah, so it's not this weekend, but the weekend after.
So a Q keyword is coming up at 9. And then the hottest ticket in town if you are under the age of 8 years old, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks. Coming to Rocket Arena this weekend. We'll have tickets for Saturday night during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll play in about 10 minutes. In the hot seat, this time around, it's Andrew in Streetsboro. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
So quickly, the rules. After we are done answering questions, if you get more correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie... Unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Andrew, here is your first question. What rock band is known for the song Californication?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Question two, the name of the reality show where contestants race around the world for a chance to win money.
I don't know that one.
Question three, it's the name of the meme where a dog sits in a room that's on fire.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess who's in his mind.
Question four, it's the sandwich place where you can order the number 9 Italian nightclub.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
All right, let's wrap it up with this one then. In Scrabble, how much is the letter J worth?
Wild guess, 12.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Andrew. Well, you started off okay, and then we just gradually rolled down the hill there. Alyssa, meet Andrew in Streetsboro.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Don't ask him how he did.
Okay. All right.
These might be some really difficult questions, so let's see how Alyssa does with these five questions. Number one, what rock band is known for the song Californication?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The name of the reality show where contestants race around the world for a chance to win money.
The Amazing Race.
That is correct. The name of the meme where a dog sits in a room that's on fire.
This is fine?
This is fine is correct.
Okay, I wasn't sure what you were looking for there. It's like, does it have a name?
Yeah. The This Is Fine meme, is it not?
That's what I call it. I didn't know if there was something else.
All right, question four. It's the sandwich place where you can order the number 9 Italian nightclub.
I don't know. Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's is correct.
Wow!
That must not be your go-to when you go to Jimmy John's.
I haven't been to Jimmy John's since I was in Kent.
Final question. Will Alyssa go 5 for 5 today? In Scrabble, how much is the letter J worth?
I'm going to go with 9.
You're so close. J is worth 8 points. So Alyssa is not perfect today. She goes 4 for 5, unfortunately. And Andrew only got 1 today.
Womp womp.
So Alyssa is the clear winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. However, Andrew, we do have some fantastic prizes for you. So don't go away, okay?
Okay. My name is Andrew, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.